President Obama says renewable fuels continue to hold tremendous promise as substitutes for oil. The president says not just corn-based ethanol, but biofuels made from things like switchgrass, wood chips, and other inedible material like corn stalks and cobs. At UW-Madison's Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Center, Director Tim Donahue says his facility has been publishing many peer-reviewed scientific papers and has worked on many possible inventions to support refining of biofuels. Donahue says one of the barriers to getting cellulose-based gasoline, diesel, or jet fuel to market is how to do so on a very large scale.
An industrial refinery type of environment where instead of making a half a liter of fuel per week, you're now talking about needing to make, you know, hundreds of millions of gallons of fuel per year.
UW-Madison chemical and biological engineering professor Jim Demesik says he's made progress using catalysts to steer carbohydrates in cellulose into liquid fuels. He says his biggest challenge is to waste less of the biomass.
When we treat the biomass, about half of it goes to solid materials that we cannot convert into liquid fuels. What we would like to do, though, is to get a larger fraction of the cellulose into the liquid fuel pool.
Also underway in Madison is a pilot-scale biorefinery operated by a partnership between Virent and Shell. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.